My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's one thing to get drafted. It's another thing to get to a second contract. There's a lot of stepping stones and learning you have to go through that, especially in younger years. And then just doing the same thing day in, day out, and hopefully it pays off and you're doing the right things. And then being in the front office, showing belief in me that I was doing the right things. And I told Bean I went from proving everybody wrong, and now I got to start proving everybody right. So I look forward to that.
Spencer Brown, we've lifted that from Josh Reed's Twitter right there. Bills offensive tackle getting a contract extension today. I'm reading Jason Kelsey on some of the offensive line penalties or non-penalties from last night, and I think I'm totally with him. He says the calls that were made early in the game, illegal formation, three times on Baltimore on that first drive. They still scored a touchdown on the drive. It's one reason I'm not a fan, or I could just start with that. I'm not a fan of the points of emphasis refs have to start seasons. It often leads to officials looking to make calls, and a lot of borderline or bad calls end up happening as a result. Yeah, that's very logical. That if you are setting out to curtail a certain thing. Remember Kadarius Toney last year against the Bills, that play where he lined up offside as a receiver and a Chiefs touchdown was called back. Then the next week, or from then on, there were like suddenly a series of offensive offside calls. The league is telling you, we do call that actually. Right. That wasn't the only time ever that we do call that. So now they don't want offensive tackles to be an inch past whatever it is. Like it's your helmet that they want up.
Your helmet's got to be lined up with the center's belt line or something, I think I keep hearing. And the funny thing about this, I don't know exactly what screen grabs I'm seeing, but I think on at least one of the penalties that it's Ronnie Stanley, right, is the player who was called for these infractions. It's more like his stance looks like he's not in the right spot, but his feet were actually on the same line as the guard next to him. It's like, it looks like he's way off, and that's why the penalty, the flag gets thrown. He stands like maybe a little more upright, or I don't know exactly
what
it is.
That's what I'm looking at exactly.
Yeah, and the picture I saw, his feet look to be, I don't know if the angle could be skewing that on me or what, but he doesn't look like he's lined up wrong at all to me if you go by his feet, and that's what should matter the most. Like whatever angle your body is at, like where your feet are, I think
should, I agree with that,
should matter the most. Like, so I don't know, the whole thing is a little shady to me. I don't know what's going on there.
The league decided this was a big area. They don't want offensive linemen basically cheating. So Sean Hockley decides, or his staff, it's not a referee's call exactly, to just pound the Ravens with this penalty on the first drive. And, if the Ravens, I don't know what exactly was said in advance of the game, but if they're like, really, you're going to do this to us? That I would have a complaint too. I would not appreciate that either. Like, give me notice. And Harbaugh was A couple of times you caught him saying, what about them?
Right.
And, you know, that's another one because that doesn't it doesn't have to be that the Chiefs guys are lined up wrong just because they're calling this on you. You know, keep it even. Well, maybe it shouldn't be even. But still, it seemed a little bit much. Kind of a ticky-tack thing that does nothing really to the game, but yeah. It becomes a ref show at that point. 803-0550, we have open lines for the rest of this hour. Would never during the pick segment. I mean, that's just too...
We don't have room.
It'd be sacrilegious. We cannot.
That is a self-contained entity.
That's right. That's right. I've got a couple of other good notes for you. Remember from Evan Abrams?
Okay, sure.
So I've changed my Survivor pool pick 4 times, and it's not even the weekend yet.
This is you or Evan?
Me.
Okay.
Yeah, like I thought Miami, like, no, that's a little bit too close. Then I thought Seattle, but maybe that would be too popular of a pick. Then I went to New Orleans, and I actually turned on BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski this morning as he and his co-host, who is going to be on our show Fridays, by the way, throughout the season starting next week. We're talking about the Saints, and I had just changed my pick to the Saints, and I was thinking of Joe because it's his pool. Turn on his show. They're on the Saints, and I guess their producer had just – I had great timing. Their producer had announced he was picking the Saints. And Joe was just absolutely devastated by this. He just
atomic elbowing his producer.
He just couldn't even deal with it. And then I saw from Evan Abrams, Dennis Allen's career record as a head coach, 24-46.
Yeah.
Somehow he gets to keep doing it. He's the pretty heavy favorite to be the first coach fired.
Yeah.
New Orleans. So I'm off the Saints now. And I just put it at Bengals. As a placeholder,
mm-hmm.
The Bengals line is 7.5. We were talking with Joe about survivor strategy and how Cincinnati was clearly the number one. They're not anymore. That's 1 point more than the Bills line.
Right.
Because of Chase and Higgins. Chase is questionable. Whatever it's going to look like, who knows? He's not injured.
He even said if he plays, he's going to be probably on a pitch count, like somewhat limited.
Right.
So, and then Higgins is doubtful, and like that doesn't sound like good at all.
He has another hamstring problem. Adam Schefter, I read today from somebody, had said on a fantasy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
The show earlier in the offseason, he would not pick Higgins because he was worried about what it could look like if he doesn't really want to play.
Right.
And yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I also have a hamstring injury. You know what my hamstring injury is? My team won't take care of me. That's my hamstring injury.
Well, you've been very pro-Chase in his efforts, under contract, sitting out. Would you say the same for Higgins?
Higgins is a little different. Like, to me, there was almost no way they were ever going to pay both of those guys the big money. The Dolphins have chosen to do it, Right. Waddle is not at the level Hill is at, but it's close. And then they doubled down. I thought they would never do this after Waddle, and they redid Hill's deal. So they've got those two guys. Like, that's their fastball, and they're just leaning into it. I never expected the Bengals of all franchises. Really, I wouldn't expect very many franchises at all to do this. The 49ers did it too, right? They're paying Samuel a big, not market rate, but a big deal, and they just got Ayuk done. So I don't know, maybe it's changing, but I always thought Higgins was in a very tough spot, or the Bengals were in a tough spot with Higgins. Chase is clearly the better player. He's clearly the guy you're going to pay, like, unless you want to settle for Higgins at a lower rate and make him your number one, but I never thought that was realistic. So you're going to pay Chase, you're going to prioritize that, and that leaves Higgins, the timing of his contract coming up, in a weird spot. And so I'm more forgivable to the organization for how they've handled Higgins. It's just, you know, the timing's bad. You got a guy that outranks you that isn't up yet. It's actually, he's a year or two even behind Higgins. A year, right? Because Higgins is a second round pick going into year four, so he doesn't have a fifth year option. Chase still has that coming if he needs it, if they get there. So I feel like the team's a little stuck there. We're trying to win, right? We got a Super Bowl window. Trading Higgins for draft picks probably, almost definitely doesn't help us right now. So you just hope peace can prevail there. So I wouldn't be as hard on them about Higgins and not giving him a market rate contract, because I don't think that was ever in the cards. It's a little like Drury and Briere. Got to choose one. Mm, turned out they
too soon.
They lost out. Sorry. So Chase, I think they're botching at this point. Who knows? Maybe within the hour they'll announce a contract extension with him and it'll all be settled. But Higgins has always been kind of the timing's weird for everyone involved, I think.
It comes down to that you like one player more. And everybody, right. Not entirely, you said much more than that. But you like one player more, you think he has more to gain by holding out. And, that's a key factor in that with
Chase. Yeah, I mean, I would sooner, everyone should get what they can when they can get it, I think, in any sport, really any walk of life, but in pro sports especially, where it's pretty standard policy for guys to outperform contracts and then sit out, demand more, and the teams eventually just fold and give it to them. I feel like that is the case with Chase for sure. With Higgins, I don't know. I never felt like I wouldn't be critical of the Bengals for how they've handled Higgins. But, for him, it's a tough spot, because what do I do? I deserve to be paid. I'm this level of good. But, I don't know, you're in the wrong spot, man. Like, the circumstances are tough.
Cincinnati home to New England. We talked about the Saints going around the league in a dash, brought to you by Dash's Markets. Celebrating 100 years, shop the family of finer foods. One more. Washington will be starting Jaden Daniels at quarterback at Tampa. That's a late game on Sunday. This makes 7 years in a row, which I think ties a league record, for Washington to have a different starting quarterback in their opener. Can you name the other six?
Ooh.
I would have gotten all but one.
Well, let's see. Taylor Heinicke.
Nope. Never started
week
one.
Never started week one.
No.
All right, it was Howell last year, right.
Howell last year.
Well, I'm shook by Heinicke being wrong.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Sure, I'll recover.
That might have been Heinicke was on that team, but early in the season they played here. That was Heinicke. Ryan Fitzpatrick got hurt.
He got hurt right away.
Week one.
Like a hip injury or something, right?
Yes.
Away. Yeah.
Before that, the late Dwayne Haskins in 2021. I'm going to skip 2020 because that's the one I never would have remembered.
Okay.
A former Bill.
Okay.
2019, Alex Smith. 2018, Kirk Cousins.
Let's go back to Cousins. Okay. Who? What was the year again?
2020.
Former Bill?
Yeah.
Like real former, not like Antonio Brown. You're not being cute here. Like it's a real former
I
Bill.
I love being cute. And I take it as a compliment every time. But no, this guy played in the regular season.
Okay.
Still active.
Oh, man. Somehow that made it harder.
I never would have remembered him as this. He's just, no. Journeyman's journeyman.
Kyle Allen?
Good guess. That's who I would have guessed too, but no. Case Keenum.
Oh, boy.
2 for 7 is a Bill.
I don't remember being in Washington at all. Oh, yeah. All right.
Started 8 games in the 2020 season, or 2019, I think I said, for Washington. Yeah, yeah. 803-0550 for your calls, picks in 20 minutes. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, Football Friday on WGR.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.